Okay, today's daf is Daf Zayin. We'll start from the next Mishnah, Halacha Yud. Marachkinat Yilan min Abor Esrim v'Chamesh Amah. So if one has to, if they're planting a tree, it has to be a distance of 25 amot from someone else's pit. Now, the pit, importantly, to appreciate what the Gemara is going to discuss, they didn't just dig holes for the fun of it. It was to store water as wells. Okay, so that's going to be very important for the Gemara. If it's a charuva carob tree or shikma or sycamore tree, then it has to be chamishim amah. That's in bein melamala bein melatzad. Again, the obvious concerns are that the roots from the trees are going to come and penetrate the bore or compromise it in certain ways. Okay. However, im pardon me, im abor kadam, if the bore came first, then kotzetz v'noten damin. Then you can tell that then we cut the tree down, but he has to compensate him. Meaning, if the tree came first before the pit, then you don't. Now it's interesting here. Why does he have to compensate him? I'll show you here the marfuldan tent. The person planted a tree in his own rishut. Mazik, and it's going to take a while for the roots to actually go that far to start causing problems. Therefore, lo chevo chamila kotz below damim. Therefore, the chachamim didn't say obligate this person to cut down his tree without getting some sort of compensation below damim. Because of the hezek that's happened to Yachid, okay, which is different to the cases we saw when it came to the hezek or the considerations we had for the trees outside the city. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. Safek zek adam, if there's a question which came first, meaning was it the pit or this water pit hole or the tree, then lo yikotz, you don't cut it down. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, afal pi sha'bor kadam et ilan, even if the boar came first, then lo yikotz, you don't cut the tree down, because each person is doing their own thing in their own rishut. Now, to appreciate this, I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. It says, does planting a tree cause immediate damage? Absolutely not. And the fact that the roots will eventually get across to the other person's side and then maybe, if you like, or then compromise the structure of the bore, that's something that's happening on its own after a long period of time. So according to Rabbi Yossi, he's not. We don't consider that situation to cut down the tree, and it says then because he's not doing direct damage, it's a dezek that's ba me'alav. There's another expression which says ala nizak la'achik atzmo. It's on the nizak, if you like, to do the precautions for this nezek that's ba me'alav. So that's machok bin Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim, which you saw in the previous Mishnah as well. Anyway, okay. Next, let's continue. Lo yita adam ilan samuch l'sadeh chaveiro. You shouldn't plant a tree close to your friend's field. Now, we're not talking about root damage here. So it's in a minute. Ellen Ken, unless you have a distance of 4 amot. Clearly, it's not root damage because root damage, we're talking about much greater distance. So here we're talking about 4 amot. Why? I'll show you here it says, first, whether it's grapevines or trees. And the reason is, Marafulta says, Bein Sde Levan, Bein Sde Ilan. The Tamil, the reason, Kishchi Ichroshet Ilan, because what they would do, they would take a plow and plow around the trees. So if you end up planting a tree too close to that space for the plow to go, you're going to end up what? You're going to end up going to the friend's field with your plow. So it's therefore have enough space. Lo yitzarich lach nis machresha, and that way you won't end up coming into your friend's field with your machresha. So it's a field usage type of concern that we're saying here. However, haya gader benem, if there's a geder between the two, we say zesamech legeder vezesamech legeder, that they both can go as close to the fence as they like. Because again, the whole issue is that we're concerned as you're caring for your tree, you might go into your friend's field. If you've got a fence there, that's not going to happen. Next, let's say the roots of his trees is going to his friend's field. The friend is allowed to cut those roots. There's nothing wrong with it. So therefore, Mar Miki can go down 3 tefachim deep. Why is it 3 tefachim deep? Because shaloyah kevet ha-machresha. Because the roots hinder the passage of the plow. So the person can absolutely, the Bnei Bek, there's no question, he can go down and cut the roots out. And it says, Hayach chofer bor v'shiach u'ma'araf. He's digging out some sort of water hole. Kotzetz v'yored, he can simply cut as deep as he likes. Va'eitzim shelo. Eitzim shelo means those roots that are on the other side of the fence go to the owner on the other side of the fence. That's the mission. So the Maharaj is now going to explain this in more detail. Says, Marchakinat Eilam. Lo yita adam, etc. So Rabbi Yaakov Ben Ini says, B'shem Rabbi Yeshua, Tamon de Rabbanan, the reason for the Chachamim is, Mipnei sheyishuv alam b'borot. Why is there such an importance for the structural validity or soundness of the pits of the water holes, because the world needs these sources of water, right? Yeshuvo shel olam. That's why I explained the borat doesn't mean just dumb digging holes. It's really for the purpose of the water. Okay, shi'if. That's what Rav Huldah says. However, Shimon Brava says, "Amar says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan." Kach mishiv Rabbi Yossi would say to the Chachamim, "Kamad it lechun yishuv olam b'borat af ana it le yishuv olam b'ilam ilanot." Just the world. In other words, if that's your rationale, again, you have to appreciate the shita of Rabbi Yossi is that hezek ba me'alav. Okay, but he's saying l'shitatcha, if you're calling, or shitatchem, like the according to your shita, we are saying that there's a necessity for the world yishuv olam to have these water holes. Well, I also say there's a necessity to have orchards and trees and various other things as well. So that's balances it out, if you like. Now, the next piece in my Gemara here, and this is what Rav Huldah says you say here. It says Rav Yossi says b'shem Yochanan, ein sharashim le'inyan bikurim klol, that the roots has no impact on bikurim at all. So to explain this, what I want to do with you is go through the Pnei Moshe here, because he fills in the sugya that we learned in the very very beginning of bikurim to appreciate this case. So if we go through it together and I explain as we go along. Says this is Dibur Matri Bar Meosi v'Yutamar. Says so. It says Hatam Amadat. Sorry, Hatam Amadatan. It's referring to there what we said in the beginning of Bikurim. Da Garcia Hatam Amadnei. Bechena Mavrich Batoch Shel Yachid Latoch Shel Shelo Enu Mevio. Now the point is, if you remember back in Masechta Bikurim, we said you can only bring Bikurim if it grew in your field. So if you Mavrich, if you take from your friend's field into your field or vice versa, then Enu Mevi, the fruit that grows on, that wouldn't apply to Bikurim. So Tani, im evrich bereshut, if you had permission to do so, then meviv yekoreh, meaning a permission to say, propagate your tree into your friend's field, and your permission to use his field for that purpose, then you can meviv yekoreh. The question is, what type of reshut do we need? Rabbi Yossi Semrami says, v'hunaten reshut leolam. It has to be forever reshut, not temporary, forever reshut. Mashmah l'sha'alo. Now at the time we've spent explaining according to Reb Chaim, is that the reason why he says in Rashut Olam, because that's to be considered your field, the tree that, you know, the tree's growing but in your field. So therefore, you need what's called Rashut Olam, meaning the neighbor's giving you full Rashut to use that tree perpetually, and therefore that would be considered like have the din of your field, such that the Bikurim could grow on it. However, Rabbi Yonah says, Bishr Imi, no, it says, Afilu L'sha'ah, even if it's temporary, for like a season or however long it is, that is because he, again, Reb Chaim at the time explained, that is because he understands the issue is not that it's your field, but the issue that you can't be gzela. So therefore, so even if it's a temporary permit to use a space, you've done away with the problem of, pardon me, of gzela. Now the Gemara says, the Pnei Moshe, but the Gemara there continued, Chelid Reb Yonah, Reb Yonah's understanding that temporary shuts enough. From our case, that's what we're mentioning here. Chofer bo v'shiach u'marak, what's its very beitzim shelo? The mashpim, the fact that your tree is going into a friend's field, and it says that the neighbor can cut them down, that means the roots that are going from your tree to your friend's field is l'sha'a, is only a temporary permit. Nonetheless, you can bring bikurim from your tree, despite the fact part of the roots, if you like, in your friend's field, which is called a temporary permit. See, that's his proof. So Avalet Rabbi Yossi, what Rabbi Yossi say with that? Yossi say, says Sharishim Drakam Lachlif, it's a nature of roots that even if you cut them, other ones are going to grow in their place. That's an Adrachlif. Lolam Mikame Chidako Lachlif, Lolamen. You know, despite the fact the neighbors have rights to cut them, since it's the roots are going to keep growing back, it's like the roots are like having a permanent reshut. Okay? So therefore you can't bring a case for a proof from Akamara whether the reshut has to be for in the case of propagation, permanent or temporary. So Kolomba de Rabbi Yonah, and then basically he continues now by explaining the Gemara, pretty much like fleshing it out. I'll just jump down a bit. Fine. Shaminan. So this is near the very end of the Dibur Chel, because the middle part basically explains the Gemara in the words of the Bnei Moshe. Says Shaminan dashoshim yotzim l'toch shachaver enum klum. You see, for therefore, that the fact that one's roots are going to the one's friend's field is considered ein klum, because we treat them, according to both Shitot Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yonah, as if it is like either permanent reshut or temporary reshut, whichever it is, and therefore the fact that I have roots from my tree going to my friend's field doesn't impact the laws of Bikurim. It doesn't run into the problem of matcha, and doesn't have to run into the problem of gzeler each according to the Shita. That's the point. So if you go back to the Gemara, that's why it says, Rabbi Yossi, V'yud Amar, it makes sense that he says Ashim Amar Shoshim Ikarhen. Again, at least according to, let's start again, at least according to Rav Yossi, who says that we don't really consider Shoshim in the same way as we would consider propagation. Then he says, can you run that problem? Shim Amar Shoshim Ikarhen the Bikurim, Lo Ya'adam Yechol Levi Bikurim Olam, then no one would ever be able to bring Bikurim from their trees, because you run the risk that your roots are going into your friend's field. So the fun came, therefore, Amrab Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan ensuring really in Bikurim Klum. That's why, so when it comes to roots, you don't have to really worry about where the roots are running necessarily for Bikurim, and even if, as long as the tree is planted in your field, or you have a reshut to plant in a tree, a permanent tree, like Rabbi Yossi in somebody else's field, then you'll be able to bring from that tree. Okay, but the reason why I wanted to flesh out the Pnei Moshe and bring that, like, well, I guess the what the Pnei Moshe brought is to explain why even bringing the laws of Bikurim now, and it makes sense because in the beginning of Bikurim we brought our case, if like to try and adjudicate or to bring a proof to one side of the Machloket. That's why I sort of filled it in a little bit more. Otherwise, it seems like random when talking about Bikurim here. Okay, let's continue. This is now Halacha Yud Aleph. Mishnah says, "Ilan shu notah lotoch. Let's say someone's tree is branches are going into a friend's field. So we say, kotzetz melo mardea al gabei ha-machresha. That if it's going to inhibit the passage of the farmer doing the plowing, mardea is his ox goad and things like that, then you cut it to that height. Then you're allowed to cut it to that height. Then it says, kotzetz melo mardea al gabei ha-machresha. If it comes to a carob tree or a sycamore tree, then a kenegan mashkol is a plumb line, meaning you cut all the way to shemaim, if you like, all the way up, because there, since it's very shady, the shade can be damaging to the person's field. Okay. Now, Abba Sha'ul Omer, kol ilan tzara kenegan mashkol, any non-fruit bearing tree also goes all the way to mashkol, all the way up along the fence line. Okay. Ilan Sha'ul Notelo Shot Rabim, what a tree that's going to Rosh Rabim, the public domain. Kotzetz, you've got to cut it, Kadesh, in order, Hagamal, in order that it doesn't hinder the passage of vehicles. In that day, the highest vehicle was a camel with its driver on top. Rabbi Huda says, it doesn't have to be included the driver, just according to the stock, which is a bit lower. So it's when Pishna, cutting its flax or wood. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, kol ilan, any tree, kenegan mashkolet, you've got to worry in public domain for other considerations, not just access, but also because of tumah. Meaning, if you've got trees, bushy trees, if you like going to Rosh Hashanah, then tumat emet could spread underneath it. So therefore, there's other concerns. Therefore, it goes all the way up, it says, along the, if you like, the plumb line, all the way up the fence. Nothing hanging over Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's look at the Gemara now. Rabbi Yonatan, he would judge appropriately. Okay? You'll see how what it means. Because Vahabitaman had he had a Vahu, there was a particular Roman, Vahu Migire, or Bechakla Babeta. He was his neighbor by in the field and his house. Father of Yochanan had Ilani, Yonatan, sorry, had one tree that he was notah go la the hu ramai, and it was going over to the field of this Roman neighbor. Achin. Then before Rabbi Yonatan came a dispute regarding a tree that was hanging over the friend's field, much like his own situation. So Amalun, he said to them, Azlun v'tun b'tzafra. You know, go away now, I'll deal with the case in the morning. Amar Romaya, the Roman said, this neighbor, beginning it's because of me, that's why I didn't rule. Lo nafak dina. Lemachar, therefore, tomorrow I'm going to cancel work. Ana mevatil, and elumididi, that which I have usually would preoccupy me. And I'm going to come and see what he did. Vechami heyach dina. What exactly Rabbi Yonatan going to do? Nafak, In have da'in kol ama lo da'in nafshe ledu barnash. If he's going to start ruling the neighbor has to cut a tree and leaves his own tree there, he's le barnash. That's not a just thing to do. He seems to be what's it called, hypocritical, for example. So ba'apte ramsha, towards the evening, shalach Rav Yonatan bat negari. He actually sent for a woodcut, if you like. Amrei says pukotz. Go and cut madnata goromai. I want you to cut all the branches that are hanging from my field into my friend's field. Okay. Bet Safra in the morning. Karatz baldinei legabe. They all got up early, if you like, and they came to see the baldin. So Amalei Zil, he said, go kotz madnata godidi. So he ruled in this dispute, says, all the branches, you're going to cut them down, they're hanging over the friend's field. So Amalei Romaya did Chama. So the Roman, this neighbor popped up and piped up and said, "What about yours?" So Amalei Puk, you can go Puk Chami Yatei Kama Didi Abad Kach Avi Didach. In other words, you can Didach. Sorry, you can go and have a look and see basically what I did. And I'll just show you the Lashon on the translation here. He says, "Tzevre Kama Mishilino Tela Toch Shelcha." Yeah, basically, or not. I've got Kaf Avi. That's what threw me just then. You probably don't have that. The Osvada inserted, but he just Kama. Kama didi ava didach. That makes more sense. And I was, see what is. Look at, look, check if there are any my branches hanging over to your field. Nafach Chamite. The neighbor went. He saw there was nothing there. Amei Baruch Allah and Yehudai. It was a great Kiddush Hashem because he was judging justly. Now you might think the question that sort of was gnawing the back of my mind is one thing: why didn't he cut them beforehand? Right? Why was it there to start with? So there's a parallel case where in the Bavli, not this particular one, but like the case of a neighbor dispute, but a tree hanging over Rosh Hashanah. The same type of thing where it was disputed. He says, "Come back in the morning." Ravana cut his own trees, and the Bavli also asked a similar question. And the answer was given there is Rav Yonah didn't appreciate, or Yanai didn't appreciate it, that the branches would be disruptive. He thought it was great, providing shade and things like that. But once he saw a dispute arose, he understood the Metzias differently. And that's why he ended up going and cutting his own branches, right? And then ruling according to it. So it's not that he was doing wrong until someone caught him out. His position changes as a result of the din coming before him. Okay, so you could presumably say, I mean, this is the way the article explained in the footnote. It says, presumably say the same thing here, that he didn't appreciate necessarily the damage or the problem that his trees were causing until the din came before him and he saw the perspective of the neighbor. And that's why he said, okay, I better cut mine as well. And then he made sure the din was right. And it was shorted. His position was pure before dealing with the neighbor. That makes a lot of sense. Now, Chadita Okrat Tanin, Ta'inin, sorry, Le Rebbe Yonatan. Now, this is another case you see Rabbi Yonatan's upright justice in dinim. And the way the Maharal, sorry, the Pnei Moshe explains this is she had a particular din and mishpat with by Rabbi Yonatan. And what did she do? Even though it's not 100% clear Maharal that holds up, but probably similar to that. But he says, and what happens? She said to him, Te'enim, Amar lo, but Ba'oiminach, I request of you, Ia miglayin, if you brought the basket open, Afkinu miglayin, taken out of my house open. Vin ailutun ail tinun michsay. If it were, you brought it to this basket in my house covered over, afgun michsayin, also take it out covered over. Meaning it's got to be clear that what you delivered is going to be returned. Okay? Because otherwise, if it looks different, let's say it was covered over and you covered that with open figs, people will say that. The people don't say, deny you paid him, you gave him a bribe if you like in gold, and he gave and it was returned if you like these te'enim. Okay, that is the way I'm pretty sure the Marfold explains it. Okay, the concern was, if you like, the concern was, I'm sure, like a shochad, right? I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. He says, Mighty od uv the mishab for Rabbi Yochanan. Isha achat shaita lo ezu dino mishpat, ve'aviyin she brave nitein lakado, amala bevikshami, to take him out, and etc. etc. Okay, and I think once again the concern is shloli ten mishum lachshodoto. Okay, the concern was at the end of the Pnei Moshe that it was got to do with bribery. Okay, fine. The Gemara now continues with a case with Rav Chanina and Rav Yonatan to show Rav Chanina's sitkut, if you like, again, but still connected to Rav Yonatan, the previous cases. So Rav Chanina ayil the Rav Yonatan beginte. The Rav Chanina brought in Rav Yonatan into his gina, into his garden. The eichle te'inin, and he gave him some figs to eat. Minafak, when Rav Yonatan was leaving, chamichad ilan divrat shuvin chivarin, that he saw the benot sheva, if you like, some beautiful white figs that are of a better quality. So Amarle said to him, Lama ochaltani min ilin? Why did you not give me, if you like, some of these figs to eat, the nicer ones? So Amarle Rachina said back, De'inun livri, they belong to my son. Now, so the Gemara explains, Rav Chanina chashash mishum gezel beno. Rav Chanina was choishish in that case because of gezel beno. Now, despite the fact the son wouldn't have minded that his father was taking some of his figs, he was, if you like, machmir more careful in this sense of Shulman, if you like, isn't, but all that he wouldn't be perceived or understood or possibly run into stealing from his son. So again, this is another, if you like, another nifnimishrotet in case. Rabbi Yossi says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, halach k'Rabbi Shimon, halach like Rabbi Shimon." That you go, what did Rabbi Shimon say? That kol ilan k'negam mashkom mivat tuma when it comes to shirabim. And Rabbi Chiyab says, "B'shem Yochanan, kol amoda." Everyone agrees with halachas like Rabbi Shimon. Yafe. Okay. So hadron lach perek lo yachbor, hadron lach perek lo yachbor, hadron lach perek lo yachbor. Okay, let's continue. Cheskat abatim borot shichin umarot umerchatzot b'shovachot beit abadim beit hashlachim va'abadim v'kol shuuse perot tadir cheskatem shloshanim yom leyom. Here we're talking about the concept of a chazaka, meaning if someone purchases land from somebody else, he only has to really worry about keeping his shtar for 3 years. Okay? Meaning if someone has witnesses that has been using this land, something that's also payrots and produces something for 3 years, then there's some and there would be no objection to his using the assumption that it belongs to him. Okay, that's the that's in concept of a chazaka. So after this, we're going to immediately probe the source of this. Continue. So when it comes to houses, water holes, shichim, marot, all different types of water sources, merchatz of bathhouse, shovachot is a dovecote, beit habanim is a press, beit hashlachim is an irrigated field, meaning, sorry, a field, yeah, that requires irrigation. Avadim is servants. For kosher or ser perot, that anything produces fruit all the time. It's chetzkat shoshim yom. It's a 3 years, but as in 3 full years. Sdev habal, if it's a field that gets enough rainwater, then we say since it produces only once a year, so three, if you like, crops, that would be enough to establish someone's chazaka on the field. Okay, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara now says, Chazaka marot. Where do you see this concept of being 3 years? So Amrav Yochanan, Shamanu Usha, Mishra Namdu. That it seems to be that just we find a Shoramuad. In other words, when does the shore that does damage become defined, its status changes to be considered a hazardous, dangerous shore? That's and from a time to more, that's when it's been 3 times in a row. So to here, it seems to be that we're saying that we can learn from the same thing, a status change or status established after 3 years. Okay? But the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. Why? Because that would only work. Amar Rabbi Yossi, manit le shor muad le shoshla yamim, lo Rabbi Yehuda. Datina Tamam, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo amar shlosh, we'll get to Rabbi Yehuda in a second, the other part of Rabbi Yehuda, which is going to be really Akasha. But we're saying, what the Gemara is saying now is that would only be according to Rabbi Yehuda then. Because Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be 3 days in a row. If you remember, Rabbi Meir says it can be even three incidents within one day. Okay? So therefore, if you're saying the Mishnah must be contrary to Rabbi Yehuda, then because you're saying it has to be 3 years, like three, if you like, distinct times, as opposed to incidents. Okay? But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, that it seems to be Rabbi Yehuda understands the reason for 3 years is completely different. Because we need a year, let's say the owner of the field is in a different location. We need a year, if you like, to go to that owner to tell that someone's been squatting in his land, a year to get back, and a year that is, if you like, happy for this person to be there. So mashma, really, how much time it really establishes a chazaka? Really only a year, not 3 years, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is. So it's also our Mishnah then. So, and it's left with a question. So I'll show you the Marafulda here. He says, Manit leil rishon muad, shloshanim, Rabbi Yehuda. Because again, Rabbi Meir says it doesn't have to be 3 days apart. Three instances in a row would also establish a chazaka. So hachash lo shanim. Elavare must Rabbi Yehuda. Once it v'ha Rabbi Yehuda sverle, we just saw the lobeinu shlo shanim. Elamitam, the whole reason is kadesh yumes pam yavav sik shana v'chulei. Like what I just explained, im ken ikar chazaka l'ruil chazaka is only 1 year. So and the Mishnah says Sfira Lei, it says 3 years. So you want to say we learn it from Shoram, if you like Shoram Muad, but that would be like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself doesn't learn it, the concept of the Chazaka from Shoram Muad. So the Gemara says, sorry, the Gemara Mafu continues. Chazaka. So wherever you can get the comments of Chazaka from. So the Ein Tirutz al Ze. We don't have an answer on this. The Bashas Bavli Mokila, the Gemara explains that really that Our Mishnah could be like Shitat, what? Rabbi Meir. That's the way the Gemara in Bavli explains it. There's different answers, but one is that our Mishnah Rabbi Meir, that it's actually, if you like, three instances, but you just need three crops to have three different instances. That's why it would take, if you like, 3 years. And now the Gemara discusses, what if there's three different types of crops? Can you do it in the same year? The discussion above there. However, then it says, and he could also explain that the people went to Usha, that explained that the reason why 3 years is according to the Inyan of a Muad, maybe Mishum de Mavod Sfira Leila Rabbi. They hold like Rabbi Yehuda regarding what establishes a Muad, Rabbi Yehuda Atzmolo Sfira Leila Shaloshim Ela Sfira Leila Kedamra. But they don't hold like him with respect to, if you like, the concept of the chazaka, because Rabbi Yehuda holds chazakas for a different reason. Okay, but that's the, if you like, the okay, I misread the chad. Ein rotz the chad because the shas says va'od ol chusha. That's why it's meant to read the mouthful. Sorry, I didn't read it right. The chad of va'od. That's how it works. So in other words, it doesn't seem to have an answer presented in the Gemara. But there's two ways to explain it. Either a mishnah like Rabbi Meir, like the Bavli says, or because a whole chusha simply held like Rabbi Yehuda. pardon me, for in a chazaka, and use that to apply to, sorry, for Shomuad, and apply that to chazaka, even though Rabbi Yehuda himself didn't apply to chazaka. Okay, et cetera. So, have a good day, everyone. Well, thank you for me next year.
Thank you.